The Senate to vote on a $500 billion stimulus package on Wednesday. We're going to talk about what does that mean and why is that important to investors. Why do you care that a stimulus bill is going to be done? What does that mean to investors? We're going to talk about what is the holdup and can this happen before the election. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and make sure.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so let's jump straight into it. And if you are catching the podcast live, just drop a little comment. Tell me where you're from, and I will get to it at the end of the episode. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today to talk about the stimulus to vote on a $500 billion bill on Wednesday, right? So we're going to head over here to the screen that I am sharing. This is the official Twitter of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is the majority leader. Pretty much he's on the Republican side. He's a Republican or whatnot, right? So this is what he put out. He said, I've just announced that the Senate will vote next week on hundreds of billions more of dollars to relief programs that the Democrats do not even oppose. Working families have already waited long enough for Speaker Pelosi to act. So stop, let's make this law. So let's look at what he's talking about. He said the bill funding will include more federal expanded unemployment for laid off Americans. So he's there. The Senate is looking to vote on more unemployment. We're going to talk about why that's important to investors. An entire second round of Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, to save workers' jobs at the hardest hit small businesses. We're going to talk about why that's important. $100 billion to safe schools, more testing, more tracing, more funding of Operation Warp Speed, produce vaccinations, more funding to distribute the vaccination across the country. So that's what he is saying. This is the Senate Majority Leader. What does this mean to investors? People like Prince, okay, what does this mean to investors? So why does an investor, you as an investor, care about this information? I'm going to type this in and put in my title. What does this mean to investors? I should have already had this type, but it's okay. What are my subtitles? What does this information mean to investors? So the first thing, let's look at what did he just say. The first thing he says, more federal unemployment benefits for laid off Americans. So as you notice on the last video, I just talked about the U.S. retail reported their largest sale. They reported a 1.9% increase in retail and food sales. Now, how can retail and food sales be increasing with a 7.9% unemployment? What does that mean? People are spending unemployment dollars. So this is very cue in to investors, because if they give out more unemployment, that means that people who are laid off, who are receiving unemployment, will probably go out and spend. So I know some reports came out saying people's savings accounts have decreased, but that's probably true. But the fact remains, people are still spending money. This is good news for an investor. This would be a very bullish thing if they can pass this on Tuesday, meaning this will send the market going up because they're putting more money into laid off people's hands, and more laid off people are more likely, not all, but majority will go out and spend their unemployment money to buy clothes or to, you know, buy food, things like that or whatnot. So that's a big push. The second thing, they're looking to do a second round of PPP. So second round of PPP, this is where you go into the airlines. So airlines, you know, Democrats and Republicans and the president wanted to give $25 billion to the airlines. So when you see this happen, this will boost airline particular stocks because this means they will have a second round. So this is a very bullish move if they can get this done to airline companies, right? Then you have more testing, more traces. This is pretty much putting money behind the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, people may ask the question, Prince, okay, you said all this. What's the holdup? What's stopping everything? What's going on and whatnot? So let me share my screen here. This is the official Nancy Pelosi. She's on the Republican, on the Democratic side, right? So she was on right here. She was on ABC this morning. I'm going to play it here a little bit, see if y'all can hear it. One second here. Let me see what it play. Let me close out all this other stuff behind it. But essentially what she is saying that what's holding them up is due to tracing. She feels that the Democrats' plan is not enough. All the good information, right? Negotiating
with the White House over a possible economic relief package. You spoke with Secretary Mnuchin last night. Yes. Any closer to reaching a deal?
Well, we're seeking clarity because actually, with all the due respect.
Okay, I don't know why it's freezing up on me, but this is her on ABC this morning, right? This is what she's pretty much explaining about, hey, we don't agree with this. We think, you got to think about it, the House, she is the minority leader. She's in charge of the House, the Democratic side. They proposed a $2.2 trillion plan that was shot down by the Senate. President Trump came out and proposed a $1.8 trillion plan, right? The Democrats shot it down. So the Democrats, the House came in and said, hey, this is not a political show. I don't care about what side somebody's on. The House proposed $2.2 trillion. They shot it down. President proposed $1.8. Republicans proposed $1.8. The House shot it down. Now the Democrats are saying on Wednesday, we want to get a deal done for $500 billion, right? This is what's causing the holdup, right? So let me share my I don't want to share this. Let me share this again. This is what's causing the holdup, right? So she went on and she just said, hey, listen, we are not, we don't oppose to the deal, but they're saying, you know, they want more funding. They want more funding to go to local governments and things like that. So essentially what you have, this deal could potentially, the Senate is voting on this deal on Wednesday. This is the majority leader. He put this out. This is, what does this mean to investors? This means that to investors, you can see more unemployment benefits going on that can help push up retail sales as the holiday season turns, right? I didn't see any stimulus money for the $1,200 put in there, but hey, who knows? The Democrats are probably going to push back on this. The House is probably going to push back on this. But they're just saying, hey, let's go ahead and get this $500 billion deal done. Then we can worry about everything else later. But this could be an aggressive move to the stocks, to the upside, if they can get this deal done. If they can't get this deal done, this could send stocks to the downside. All right? Let me see what y'all are saying in the comments. How you doing, Ms. Ruby? She says she's from Memphis. I know Ms. Ruby's from Memphis, Tennessee. Very big week coming up for you here. We got the earnings for Tesla. Tesla and Microsoft are due next week. So we're going to see a lot of swings in the NASDAQ, and hopefully they can get some type of deal done, which I think the House is going to stop it. If they can get this deal done, this would be very bullish for the market. What's going on, Josh? Josh is here from Chicago. Nice to see you, Josh. Oh, we got somebody else. Chicago is in here heavy today. We got Chicago in here again. He said, I'm from Chicago too. I can't even see your name. Ox Morale, whatnot. How you doing, Miss Crawford Benjamin? She's from North Carolina, always being here supporting the show and keeping things going. So that's very good. Appreciate you. Thank you. Hi, Miss Lucy's mom. I know she was the one that said she went out and got Southwest and American Airlines from Jacksonville, Florida. This could be very big for you. Come Wednesday, if they can get this deal done, this means that money can be flowing into the airline stocks. Come, you know, money can be flowing into, and push up the airline stocks later on this week. So this is very big, and they can get this done before the election. I'm not very hopeful because, you know, the bill looks a little skinny. Wayne Sutton said, what's up, Prince? No $1,200. I did not see that on the proposal. As you can see here, this is what the Senate Majority Leader, Mr. McConnell, tweeted out. He did not put on anything about $1,200. He said, hey, let's just get this $500 billion out right now, and we'll discuss everything else later after the election. And that's why I think the House is going to push back on it. No, I did not see anything about a $1,200 stimulus package. So, you know, that's not very good, right? So this could be, you know, not good for the $1,200 that everybody's looking forward to. He said, what's going on, Prince? Live in 45 minutes. Okay, all right, Al. What's going on, Big Al? He's in the building. He said, Josh says, great to be here with you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Danny Dobson said the House will stop that bill. Yes, I think they definitely will stop that bill because it's very slimmed down, because this is how the House look at it. Yes, you want to get this bill now, and then when we try to get you to talk about something else, you're going to block us off on everything else. Like, hey, you're just going to try to do some quick patchwork, then we're not going to be able to get anything done. So that's why I think the House is probably going to knock this bill down, but that's the talks. He said, Lucky's mom said, yes, yes, I did. Yes, I definitely remember. I got a pretty decent memory of things. So this could be very big. I know you asked about a video about what's going to go on with airline stocks, and this is the latest news. This is the latest news on the stimulus package. They're trying to get something done. The House wants to spend $2.2 trillion. President wants to spend $1.8 trillion. The House said no. So now on Wednesday, the Senate is saying, hey, what about if we just get $500 billion to get the foundation done? Then after the foundation, we can get everything else done. All right. So this is just the latest news on it, to give you guys and girls some new information and how this relates to investors. This is why political risk, investors, and investing in politics go hand in hand. Money and politics go hand in hand, because what the politics do definitely impacts investors. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me get out of here. This was just a quick episode to let you guys and girls know, you know, some good news that you can use for investors, and also to be educational, to show you what's happening with your money and how can it impact your money and how to position your money. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you guys and girls. We got SS and Sister said good vibes. Thank you. Definitely thank you for tuning in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.